Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products.
Get a free 30-day trial and free audiobook at www.audible.com/crapins. That's www.audible.com/crapins.
Okay.
Watch what crapins. Watch what crapins. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crapins?
Crapins.
To talk to other Crappins listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappins.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappins.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me, as usual, on this frigid New York day but hot and sunny LA day is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks sort of podcast thing. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben. Happy Monday, babe.
Happy Monday. You got a big day ahead of you because Bachelor's ending up tonight, right?
Oh yeah, 3 more hours of hoes crying in the snow.
I predict it's gonna be the Montreal girl who wins. Is she still on?
Ugh, she's the worst. That's the girl who you pick when you want to like stalk you and just get mad at every little thing. Like, you left the toilet seat up and it made me feel something. We must talk about it.
If you ask me to. That was a Celine Dion reference, you know? Because Montreal. I mean Quebec. Québécoise.
I'm too into The Bachelor right now to even find anything funny. I'm like just totally destroyed so emotionally mad by the end of the season. Yeah.
You are so mad. It's funny. I was just in the supermarket here. I for those of you who don't know, I am in my hometown. I'm at broadcasting at home. I'm still here in New York, coming back to LA, thankfully, on Thursday. It's freezing here. I had to go to the store to get some. I wanted to get my Think Thin bar to power me through this podcast. Local A&P has like nothing. I have like a Zone Perfect bar, which I'm not happy about. And there was a People magazine or an Us magazine or whatever, and I saw Nick on it, and I saw the two girls, and one of them looked like the Quebecoise girl. So that's my state of mind right now. It's a big story leading to nothing. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, the home relating to The Bachelor somehow in a store that doesn't have Think Thin.
It made me think, thank God for Bravo, because that's my vice.
Yeah, actually, and I do Bravo's have some. Like every city, okay?
I do actually.
You don't have to be in a certain city to love Bravo.
That's true. I do have a Bachelor Bravo link. When I was frantically watching TV ahead of this podcast, Michelle Collins called, and I couldn't take her call because I was running behind, so I couldn't chit-chat, but I read the voicemail, because you know you can read it, and she apparently was at J. Crew, and she met someone who I think his name is Meredith, who said that she recognized Michelle because of us, and so she was like a big Crappins fan. So to Meredith, if that is indeed your name, if I'm reading it correctly, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Meredith? That's awesome. I thought you were going to tell a Bachelor story because Michelle Collins does the After Paradise show.
Yeah, that was the link. Sorry, I didn't really articulate that, but because Michelle hosts the show on ABC. So that was the
Bachelor
link.
Bachelor obsessed.
Yes. So we're excited.
Hey, Meredith.
So today we're not talking about Bachelors at all, but we are talking about Paradise, Hawaii specifically, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Man, I feel bad for the people who went on vacation hoping to get some peace and quiet, and this crew showed up.
Sorry, I'm sipping my Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I mean, it's not only yelling. It's like yelling about really deep, dark shit.
Dungeons, sex like, dungeons.
You were going to drug me. Take me to the sex dungeon. That guy beat his wife.
It's like, oh my God.
Choke me then, Candy.
Choking was a recurring theme, by the way, in this episode.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, choking in Hawaii.
We had a lot of people who were upset after the end of last episode when they saw the trailer for this episode. People were actually upset that we were not more upset by what Bob said in the preview. And I was like, well, it's out of context. I don't know what's going on. I can't get all righteous just yet. But now I've seen the episode. We can be righteous.
Yes. Also, when it's next week, you know that you're going to spend 20 minutes, you know, going crazy about it next week. So it's like, save the anger.
I want to save the pretty. And by pretty, I mean our petty anger on a podcast.
Petty righteous podcast anger.
Oh, and by the way, if you do have petty podcast righteous anger, or you just can't wait a week for ours to come out, the listeners have created a Watcher Crappins group, and people are really, they're going off on there. So share your petty podcast anger there if you're interested.
Yeah, head on over to the group.
The group.
So we open this episode with Candy still reading those texts from last week.
Yes.
Then, you know, screaming my favorite line. It took everything in me not to choke the shit out that bitch.
See? It's like, nah. Self-control.
Oh, my God. It's like, welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're out of sync.
we're both going to Portia, so.
Yeah. No, Portia was just like, choke me then, Candy. Choke me then. Yeah, I got to get my voice right.
So I was like, I haven't quite seen her this angry since Pillow Talk.
And then
we get a cut of Pillow Talk. Oh,
I love this show, Candy going, don't grab me. Don't grab me. See? Now, grabbing. Riley.
One thing I really liked about the Pillow Talk fight, better than this one, was her wig. I really like her Viola Davis wig, like slapping her face when she's angry, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I love Candy and her braids. I love the braids. I think they're beautiful.
I just miss the righteous hair shaking of that wig.
That's true. When you have a Viola Davis wig on, you can do anything.
Actors are the only profession in the world. To celebrate living a life.
They're like, Candy, why are you saying this? Apollo's beating up Kenny as gay.
Candy was basically giving Viola Davis's Oscar speech.
No. Actors. Graveyards. Potential.
Riley.
Thank you.
Oh, that crying is so good. It's like a whole other song by Candy.
We was waiting for this Oscar for so long, and there's Meryl Streep and Riley in the front row. So, see now, thank you, Academy. Gotta take off my sweater now after doing that. I'm only like 1 minute into this podcast, I'm already getting overheated.
And then Portia starts her nonsense Portia argument.
Well, she could break down on this floor and roll all the way to that water.
What?
I miss that.
I love Portia. Sometimes I have to pause it and rewind just to hear what fucking Portia said. I'm like, what?
I post this on Instagram, but when I was taking my notes on my phone, I wrote down Portia and autocorrect suggested Piranha, and I thought that was very apt. I was like, yeah, that works. I like those. So, you know, Candy is just going off and she's like, see, there's no limit to how far she will go. And Cynthia, you know, Cynthia's had enough. And she's like, you know, people have brands and kids and family. I'm like, yes, you would know, because you're the one who torpedoed all of those things with Peter.
Peter's brew. During Real Housewives of Atlanta today, a Smurfs commercial came on.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a new movie coming out. And that's so Peter. I mean, the recapper used to call him Papa Smurf.
Yeah, and, everyone.
So I just started laughing. I was like, wow, they really know their people. They really know their audience, these Smurf marketers.
They really do. A lot of Peters running around that city. I did like also that when Cynthia said they should all stop saying, you know, harmful things because they all have brands and kids and families. Phaedra goes, Well, everybody does. I'm like, oh, all brands matter. I see.
It's nice to see you keeping up with the civil rights history in your family.
All brands matter. We all have brands. So then, so Kenya actually is the one who pulls Phaedra away and is like, listen, Phaedra, don't get involved. This is not, you're not part of this. This is just let them fight it out. And I got really uncomfortable with the idea of Kenya being the voice of reason.
Yeah. You know that you're in trouble when Kenya, is the voice of reason. Yikes.
Yeah. That's,
but you know, Candy doesn't calm down, which thank God, because yes. I loved every second of this. And Todd's like, come on, babe. Come on,
babe.
Come on, babe. Come on.
Let's go.
And kind of escorts her out. And she's just doing that like Jerry Springer thing where she's screaming behind her.
Yes.
She's just getting it all out.
Yeah.
Line ass freak ho. I can't deal with some fine asshole freak bitch. You with the line freak ho ho bitch. You with the line freak ho bitch. Stay next to you. Watch out.
It's like, whoa. Whoa.
And Portia's like, when you're standing on truth, you speak it. She's like, and truth is the name of the stone that I'm standing on. I'm talking about the stone.
You're breaking down until you turn into a ball and roll to the water. Stop, drop, and roll, Candy.
Okay, Portia. Good one. So next day, Sheree, everyone's on their cell phone because they're all very busy businesswomen. Yes. Let's
it was
not
like
forget.
Cell phone montage, yeah.
Sheree's like, Michelle, now I need to make sure this housewarming is going okay because I cannot risk this being a Kenya Moore style housewarming. Okay, we got passports.
Well, if you don't want a problem, Sheree, don't use a Samsung Galaxy. How about that? She was on Android. I saw it. And yes, I don't care if I'm being an Apple snob right now. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I own it, baby.
You're like, Sheree, maybe you'd be happier if you could read your messages on your computer screen as well as your cell phone.
By the way, Derek Hazleton insists that we have to have Candy saying to Portia early and often, you a damn lie.
You're a damn lie.
I forgot. That was from the that was from our Facebook page. So anyway, sorry to interrupt. So everyone's calling, making plans, being businessy, official cell phones. Housewarmings can't be delayed. Candy
Big
wants
cargo
a good
show coming up. Huge cargo show coming up, guys. Yeah. So they're gonna go on a boat. So Candy and Todd are getting ready to go on this boat ride that Candy's organized, mm-hmm. and she's decided that she's not going to invite Portia because, you know, she'll push the bitch off the boat.
Right.
And I think that that's really a very wise, mature decision. But mm-hmm. I'm not watching this for you to make wise, mature decisions. All right. Get Portia on the boat.
Yeah. Put her on that boat because, you know, she's going to say some crazy shit on that fast little boat.
Yeah. She'll just wait until everything's bounced, especially when we see what the boat is. It's like extreme boating.
Yeah.
You know, just put Portia on there and just let her go.
Yeah, I'm surprised Erica.
You can break down until you become a star and then twinkle in the night, Candy.
What? She's the new quad.
Yeah. I don't understand this. This is not a jet or a ski. Okay.
Portia, I guess, has always been kind of a quad, but now she's learning to speak in longer sentences.
Yeah. She's the unabridged quad.
They make her read magazines when she's waiting to go into her anger management therapy.
And then she just takes random headlines and pushes them together like Sherlock on PBS. You know, when Sherlock is thinking about things and words show up on the screen, except instead of pushing the words away, Portia just takes them all and makes a sentence.
Oh, you sure saving Taco Bell, Candy.
Fast boat, fish, beach, Hawaii, world. Sky.
Just very fast word association. That's why she was coming up with all these lies. She wasn't really lying. She just only knows how to do word associations.
Sex, yeah, dungeon, hors d'oeuvre, taco,
when you
table
say things
chair.
Bad about me, I read headlines about you. Dish nugget.
What?
Fish nugget. This is what the waiter brought by just as she was about to.
Straw soda. Candy, you're a straw soda with ice on a tray walking that way, now going down on a table for the girl.
Room service pay-per-view.
Okay, now you're just watching your hotel TV.
Spa services available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
You're watching the Hotel Channel, aren't you?
There's a buffet.
Confidential breakfast.
Okay, you're not even reading it right. Continental breakfast.
I don't know about your secret breakfast. Because I see all about it on TV. We're on the streets.
You're watching the Hotel Channel and you're reading about the hotel, the Continental Breakfast.
Oh. Is that for Lincoln's?
We're on the streets, is. Continental Breakfast is free for everyone.
How you going to have a Continental Breakfast when we're on an island?
That's actually too high level for her to process. The difference between islands.
I was going to say, you're really giving Portia some added knowledge there. Knowledge of continents.
Ooh, look, lobby bar.
There we go. She's back. So Portia is in her room with Todd, and Phaedra comes in wearing all the, like, an arm sling bikini. I don't really know how to describe what she's wearing. It's kind of like arm slings, yeah, but for your boobs.
Yeah, it was just another entry into Phaedra's vacation wear. Whatever. What did Portia call it again? She had a term for it.
She was like,
she has the best freak vacation wear ever.
Yeah, that's what
she
it was.
She never let me down.
And then it's a montage of Phaedra's, you know, net booty, you know, her crazy ass out.
Fishnet weird covers. You know, Portia was not wearing any makeup or very little makeup, and I thought she looked so beautiful. I mean, she's always super beautiful, but I'm like, oh, I wish you wouldn't wear so much drag makeup, you know, because you look so sweet and lovely right now, Portia. And I feel like that's condescending to say, but I'll say it anyway. You should less makeup, Portia.
Well, Portia may not need makeup on her face, but Phaedra needs lotion in her ass cheeks, and then we get to watch her put it there. It's like, wow, thanks.
Thanks. Slip and slide. That poop is.
Does anyone have a paper towel? Yeah. Get the woman a paper towel. And then she's like picking up the remote and shit. She's just like touching everything in the room. Your butt on your hand, Phaedra.
Yeah, Phaedra.
So she tells her in a very nice way that she's not invited to come to this thing. And she's like,
well, I get it. She's so very upset, but I'm not upset.
Yeah, because nothing was said about you.
Well, she even says, she's like, well, you know, in this group, we usually like have a big flap and then we just move on the next day and it's usually fine. I'm like, no, I don't think with Candy it's fine. She's basically saying, yeah, you know, we fight for the show, but we know it's not real, so we just keep going. But but in this case, this was a real fight and Candy is not cool with you right now.
Yeah, and Portia's all proud of her. She's like, she threatened to choke me. Like, she's the victim. But then, you know, Phaedra's not even going to have that because she's no victim in this situation.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about stupid Portia?
Well, she was happy. She was happy to stay home, stay back and get a massage. And honestly, I would be too. Especially that guy's hot.
Yeah, it's basically like a free, you know, dating trip with your man.
Yeah, exactly. That you weren't even invited on the trip and you get a massage out of it with your hot man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay.
It's a win-win situation. So while she goes off to do that, everyone else gets in vans and in one or SUVs, whatever. And in one car is Kenya, Phaedra, Sheree, and Bob. And immediately Sheree's like, "What's Portia? What's Portia? You got Portia? You got Portia?
You got Portia?
You got Portia? You got Portia?" So they start talking about how Portia is lying so much, and Bob is like, well, you know, you lie so much, it becomes the truth. So you have to convince everyone you're lying to tell the truth. You're telling the truth because I'm like, you realize that's the whole show, Bob, is that all these women just lie until they believe it's their truth.
Yeah, Bob's like figured it out suddenly.
Yeah, it's like, congratulations, Bob. None of these women have ever told the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like when Kenya says, well, it's probably wise that we didn't bring Portia because she shouldn't be on boats. And then we see the clip of Portia going at Cynthia on the boat and getting kicked in the stomach. Or did she kick Cynthia in the stomach?
I think Cynthia kicked Portia in the stomach. And then Portia had to be basically pinned down by a PA while she was writhing on a chaise lounge.
Yes, writhing. Yes. And you just saw her feet like kicking.
It was like she was on bath salts or something. Although she was actually...
Akela! Akela! Akela.
But in that fight, it was actually Cynthia was the one who was being crazy in that fight. Because Portia just said, like, oh, shut up, bitch. And then Cynthia's like, don't call me out my name. And then, you know, she went off. And then Kenya's like, oh, we have a dangerous woman on this boat. We have to dock immediately. And so they basically were gaslighting Portia that day.
Yeah, but that was also the season where Cynthia was like, I'm not boring. So she was just trying to start fights about nothing.
So she kicked Portia in the stomach.
Yeah, well, she was just trying to start a fight on a boat, and she just started it with the wrong person. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of Cynthia being boring, she's sitting there with Peter in the other van, and she's like, you know, I thought it'd be weird with Peter, but I'm actually pretty happy with him. I think I might have to, you know, blow him again later tonight. Like, ugh, Cynthia, why? He's the worst.
One last lap around the pond, the Peter Pond.
What awful, what sort of toxic waste is in that pond?
Yeah, there's a reason that people don't swim in ponds, okay?
There's some brain-eating algae in there.
Yeah, it's like a Petri dish of crap he got in Charlotte.
You're going to need some Impavido.
Yeah, there's definitely some sexually active youth of Charlotte pond scum covering Peter.
Yeah. Just don't do a lap. No laps, no swimming. Hey guys, we have to interrupt this episode because while there's so much reading going on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, there's so much more reading that we all could be doing with ourselves.
I know, you guys, but when you read, you have to actually sit there with the book, which is very heavy. Ugh. And we do not recommend that. Okay? No. Go to Audible. Then you can read with your ears. Your hands don't even have to do anything, you guys. You can get a 30-day free trial at Audio. And, sorry.
Let it out, darling. Let it out, darling.
You can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook today by signing up at Audible. www.audible.com/crappins.
Well, since you just broke up there for a moment, let me just reiterate that for everyone. That's audible.com/crappins. That's audible.com/crappins, because they have over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy.
Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers.
Like, did you know that HBO show Big Little Lies is actually based on a book? And you can actually get that book on Audible and listen to it with your pretty little ears.
Yes, that's actually an extremely good book. I read it a couple of years ago, and I feel stupid knowing that I could have read it with my ears.
I know. I wonder who actually – I'm going to look right now to see who actually is the narrator. The narrator is Caroline Lee. Oh, my God. Caroline Lee could have been reading it into my ears all this time. Well, she still can be, because I haven't read it yet or heard it read to me. So maybe I will get Big Little Lies.
So there you go. To get your free audiobook and a 30-day free trial, go to audible.com/crappins. That's audible.com/crappins. Get started today. So things in the car start to get a little bit heated because they're talking about Portia still. And Phaedra's like, well, we've all done it. And Kenya's like, no, we've not all made stuff up, Phaedra, okay? And she's like, well, who can say who's making stuff up? What's real and what's not real? One's truth is another man's treasure, praise the Lord. Like, what are you even talking about? Yeah. And Sheree's like, you know, Portia could rob a bank, shoot people, steal a car, drive it off a cliff, crawl back up the cliff alive, and then steal something off an old lady, shove it down her throat, wait for it to get pooped out, and steal it again. And Phaedra would just say, she was making a deposit, girl.
Phaedra's like, well, she was just making a deposit. Yeah, so then Sheree, they start talking in the other van, they start talking in the Sheree van about Cynthia and Peter and how weird it is that they're sort of cool with each other. And Sheree was saying how when she and Bob first broke up, it was really bad and they could definitely not go on a trip together. And Bob's like, yeah, when, you know, we went to Vegas when we were breaking up and man, she passed out in the car and I was thinking I should have just taken off the seatbelt and just hit the brakes and she'd just go right through the window and die and leave our kids motherless. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
And Kenny and Phaedra are like,
But then Sheree said, he sure did. And I was like, wait a minute. Did he take off your seatbelt and hit the brakes? Wait a minute. How did I just hit the glove compartment? I had my seatbelt on, right? Did I have my seatbelt on? Do I got a seatbelt?
You got a seatbelt? There's no way she's moving out of that seat. She's probably wrapped in baseboard. I got baseball wrapped around me.
Yes, and then it turns to, well, I've never choked you.
He goes, I never hit her. He's like,
he goes, but I never hit her or like slapped her. Well, he goes, I never hit her. And she's like, ooh.
And she's like, this look
or
like,
slapped her. And she's like,
you're going to come onto my show and you're going to say these things on my show, these lies.
Yes.
So she looks away. And then he's like, have I ever smacked you or slapped you or choked you? And Sheree just is silent. And then that's when Kenya's like, that look says yes, Bob.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I don't remember choking you, but I'm sorry. I did choke you. I really don't remember. That's like the thing on the Housewives now.
Well, he doesn't
you just
even
don't
say,
remember.
He doesn't say he doesn't remember. He goes, I don't remember, but, you know, I guess it wasn't hard. I'm just sorry that it wasn't hard enough.
Yeah, I didn't choke you hard enough.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Like, even if that's just like a very tasteless joke, you just don't say that. You don't say that in that situation. Honestly, it's like, you know, whenever you're making a joke, you got to know your audience. And this was not the right audience. I'm not saying excuse the joke. There probably was a way to make that joke in a different context. Maybe if Sheree had been laughing along up to that point, there would have been a way to make that joke. But she's sitting there on the verge of tears and you say that, it's not going to be a joke at that point. That's just cruel.
Well, it would be a joke if he never really choked her, but mm-hmm. that he did really choke her. It's not a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah, how
like
about that? Don't choke.
Laughing at your own abuse, you fucking pig.
Yeah. Don't do that. Bad. Bad Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Sheree's like, well, I've always said he was Jekyll and Hyde, and that's what I mean. And then it's a montage of Bob just being terrible.
Yes.
And I liked this because I really liked Sheree's come to Jesus with this because she's crying and she's basically like, I tell my girls, like, I don't want them to be that person. And then I'm going to give a man who did that another chance.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I was like giving her a little standing ovation, even though I was fully lying down in my bed watching it. But yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, someone's evil if Kenya's hugging you. It's weird. Like, Kenya's the weird like archangel today in this show.
Yeah. And I liked actually that Kenya was standing up to Bob a little bit. You know, I like that a lot. And Phaedra's like, apologize, Bob. Apologize, apologize, apologize. And Bob couldn't even really apologize properly. He was just like, well, you know, you're my confidant or whatever. Maybe
yeah,
he said that
like,
later.
You know, I don't like to see you cry, and I especially don't like to be the one to make you cry. But that's why we're trying for our grown kids. We're trying again, which makes no sense because the kids are grown. Like, shut up, Bob.
Yeah, and by the way,
he's
fully sweating
now. I'm still your number one confidant. That means I believe you the most. I'm like, you don't even know what confidant is.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe you the most. Just be quiet, Bob.
Like, I understand that he's nervous and he is not someone who can deal with real emotions, you know, which is sort of what he was trying to say later. I get that. But you got to try. If this is a woman that you want to get back together with, you have to, you're on camera now. This is your moment. And if you can't humble yourself right now, then you never will be able to.
Yeah. So then we skip over
so
to
fun.
So
Portia
fun.
Todd. Portia Todd getting a massage.
I know. It's like deep, dark abuse, and everybody's like totally uncomfortable. And then suddenly Portia's getting a massage and they're putting a lay on her, and she's like,
no thanks. That's nice, but I paid good money for this cleavage.
She probably
for
had
masseuses to see. I mean, come on.
Did she have like a contract with Dr. Curves that she's not allowed to just cover up unnecessarily her boobs on camera? That way she got free boobs.
I signed a paper on Instagrams.
Ooh, honeygrams. Graham crackers. Graham Norton.
And she starts twerking while she's lying down. And she's like,
I want to give this relationship a renewed effort.
So then on the beach, Cynthia's like, wait, isn't this a yacht? And it's not. It's like some rental roller coaster for the water.
It really is. It's like a step above a duck tour. Like, what were you thinking when they said speedboat? What were you thinking? You know, Cynthia has problems with boats anyway, because I think everyone thought that they were going on a yacht when she hired that lake boat. Or did she hire it or did Kenya hire it? I don't know. These women Kenya in general.
Did, remember? Because that's what Kenya was like, this is my party and I shall call the police.
These women just have problems with boats in general. I don't think there's ever been a season when they did not get on a boat. And then on top of that, that the boat actually something was smooth.
I'm surprised they kept Sheree in this one. I mean, how is that water that much cleaner? She wasn't screaming about yeast infections the whole time. So
that's true. That's true. I forgot we did already have that paddle boat experience.
Yeah.
She should just be happy that she stepped up from that.
Yeah. Now she's just mad that her hair is wet, you know?
Yeah.
So they basically go on this roller coaster boat and Phaedra's like, we was bamboozled. Hoodwinked, child.
And then we cut back to the massages where really they're just like sitting, Portia and Tyler just sitting there, and then umbrella falls on them, and it's like, I don't know why. It's just the idea of a giant umbrella falling on Portia is very satisfying to me.
Well, they had this this part where they were putting herbs, like different herbs on them. They're like, this is frankincense and this is myrrh. And he's like, you got sage? Because Portia loves her some sage. And then they showed Portia in bed with Todd in her lingerie, saging him, yes, like smudging him or whatever with the sage. That's what you do when you move into a new house and you want to get the bad energy out of the room. Why would you do that to a new boyfriend? It's probably why he lost his damn job.
Well, wasn't that the whole thing? Wasn't that scene the same one where he came back and he's like, I lost my job and now I'm here to cuddle with you? And she's like, no. And so they saged. But either way, I'm surprised she didn't accuse the umbrella of being a lesbian, because
it came at me. That umbrella's a lesbian.
That umbrella tried to drug me.
I was going to try to make a joke about the umbrella having a sex dungeon, but I thought, you know what? This is going to just get too abstract.
We'll stop it at the umbrella drug dealing.
Mary Poppins tried to drug me and take me to her sex dungeon.
So after this boat, you know, of course, Kenya, all she has to say on the boat is, twirl, boat! Twirl! Twirl, boat!
Just because it's making a turn. Well, it was sort of spinning, but still, not everything's a twirl, Kenya.
So they go to dinner after the boat.
Oh, wait, I have to say though, while they were on the boat, I love when they were speeding along and Phaedra's like, ooh, Kenya loves a fast boat. You know, she was a fish in another life. She does live below sea level. That was great.
I love Phaedra.
I love like how they just always love making fun of the fact that you have to take a driveway down to Kenya's house. It's really like not a big deal, but they love just getting her for it. Oh, your house is in a ditch. Your house is below sea level. Like the amount of shaming, altitude shaming for Kenya's house is amazing.
Hole in the ground shaming. Yeah. Bitches. So over at dinner, Cynthia shows up in new clothes. She's like, I didn't know it was gonna be that kind of boat. Okay, Cynthia. But everyone's like, yeah, you were really fucking Peter. Just admit it.
Yeah.
Because you look very happy and refreshed. And, exactly. You know, that makes her look happy. It makes me not look happy. My face didn't look like that. My face looked very green. It's like, please don't redo that to yourself. Please, Cynthia. Please.
You have algae on you from the pond you've been taking laps in.
Yeah, please.
There's a snapping turtle in there. But of course, only Cynthia could show up and like wearing an Oxford and khakis that she bought from the tourist place next door and still look amazing.
Yeah. It was totally on purpose. It's like, well, they just happen to have a perfect outfit for me right next door. Yeah, everything work.
Yeah. So
Phaedra kind of hints that the girls can talk without the men. She's like, maybe Peter can treat the guys to a nightcap. And Peter's like, well, yeah, we would. We're so liberal at this table.
Yeah, yeah. What, nightcaps for everyone? When you say Peter's going to treat everyone to a nightcap, you mean I have to pay for everyone? Or are you going to go 50-50 / Todd's going to pay for everything?
So they're making fun of the threesome stuff. And Peter's like, I got to ask Todd about Portia. How was it? How was it, buddy?
And Todd is so uncomfortable. He's just like... He just wants to go back to his hotel room and read a book. You can just tell. He does not want to hang out with Bob, Todd, and Peter.
And Phaedra's like, oh, poor Portia's not here to listen to people, you know, laugh at her horror story. This reminds me, we should have a church service.
Yeah.
And a restoration service.
Yeah, Phaedra's like, I wanted to wait till we got to Atlanta to do the restoration service, but I'm realizing we are just so broken. I'm like, you're just realizing this now? Have you not been watching the past 7 seasons of this show?
Yeah, she's like, we need Jesus right now, so let's do this in a hotel room. So Cynthia's like, look, I'm
spiritual accommodations possible.
Yeah. Cynthia's like, I'm open to it, but if this is a bunch of mess, I'm going to bed again. I like that Cynthia is the one who's always threatening. The one that brings the least to every scene is like, now, if this isn't interesting, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're threatening, Cynthia? So Phaedra's just like, don't worry. It's just a conversation about forgiveness. Kenya's like, you can't ask someone to forgive when they, what'd she say? You can't forgive someone who doesn't ask for it. She's like, now, Miss Kenya, if I may speak. I was like, oh, no. Here we go with Phaedra and Kenya again. Yeah. I knew that couldn't last long.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So they reluctantly, everyone's like, okay, we'll do this restoration thing. So while the guys are having drinks at the bar, the women all show up in this hotel room. First it's Phaedra, Sheree, and Portia. They're all sitting there. They're just sort of like chatting and having a good time. And then Candy shows up and it gets real tense. And Candy's just sitting there like, I'm only doing this because a producer outside in the hallway begged me to come and sit in this chair right now.
Yeah, she's so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to skip that. There was so much cross-cutting in this.
Did I skip forward? I'm sorry.
No. There's just so much cross-cutting. I have like Phaedra's room, guys at bar, girls. I'm like, where are we?
The gift shop.
It's the fault of my outlining. I'm like, what the hell am I even looking at right now?
Yeah. So Sheree starts talking about Bob. Because the first topic of the restoration service is Sheree and her feeling that Kenya had made light of abuse in a previous episode. So she starts talking about what Bob had said and she's starting to get choked up. And Bob is meanwhile in the bar telling everyone like, yeah, I fucked things up. I'm like, yeah, you certainly did, sir.
Oh, and his choice of words while she's talking about that, he's like, I put wounds on her. You know what I'm saying? So she's callous towards me. I'm like, they don't realize you're talking about literally, you ass.
Well, it's also by saying that he's also kind of deflecting responsibility, right? It's like he did something, but right now, you know, it's sort of on her because she's got these calluses. Like, no, it's actually, I mean, sure, she's guarded against you, but you also have to prove that you've grown and you haven't.
Yeah. And then we cut back to Sheree and Kenya going at it about abuse and like when it's right to make. It's like, oh, my God, because that fight, I don't even remember how that all came up.
Which one? With the fight in the restoration service or the previous one?
No, the fight that they're talking about with Kenya and Sheree. So Kenya, when they were at that restaurant,
yeah,
Kenya was talking about Matt, and then Sheree was saying, well, you do provoke people. Like, right. You have a way of provoking people. And she's like, how dare you? You're saying it's my fault that that he's acting abusive, and you've had men abuse you. Is that your fault? And she's like, I've never had a man jump on me. Like, oh, you haven't? Really?
It was a weird... The whole thing is sort of weird because that whole fight was happening amidst the Candy and Portia fight where Portia stormed off. And so then it was almost like Kenya was looking for – I think it was this whole thing where they were telling Kenya to stop chasing after her, after Portia. And then Sheree was like, well, you know, you have a habit of provoking people. That's why. And that's when Kenya made it all of a sudden about abuse.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad, like, I asked.
Yeah, and the thing is this, if you have a habit of provoking people, that does not automatically mean that you can equate it to an abused wife situation where it's like, oh, it's my fault, not his fault. Sometimes people do provoke. That's why there's a word called provoke, because it's a thing that people do. Sometimes you are provocative. And, if it were a situation where if Portia had come and slapped Kenya's face for no reason, and then Sheree said, well, you provoked her, that's bullshit. But it wasn't like that. Kenya was actively trying to chase down and start a fight. So that's where that whole provoke thing came from, and then Kenya tried to turn it on Sheree.
Oh, and then so Kenya was the one who made it about abuse.
And so Kenya tried to turn it on to Sheree. So here Sheree was saying that, like, she thought she was over these wounds, that she had become catalyst to, but she thought she was over these wounds, but as evidenced by today, she really wasn't. And I, by the way, we should also mention that Phaedra was sitting there being like, I just want us to give love a chance. Let's give peace a chance. I'm like, could you sound more cliche right now, Phaedra? Come on. This is not a restoration service. But
we are women sisters and influencers. Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, we've all got a lot of Twitter followers, which makes it our responsibility to make up.
We all can sell some ShamWows on our Instagram feeds, so we all understand the struggle.
We've helped clean so many spills in homes across the world. It's time for us to come together.
All have supported the Priv app on our iPhones. They're the ones who gave us this makeup today.
As a group of women with free breasts from an Instagram doctor who traded us for hashtags and mentions, we owe it to each other.
To give peace a chance.
As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, those that have matching breasts should give peace a chance. Like, wait.
War is over if you want it. Happy Christmas, everyone. Now you're just quoting John Lennon.
I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. Wait,
Alita, that doesn't even make me feel good about myself. Now you're just singing a love song.
Lord. So they.
I was trying to think of an Anita Baker song, and I just was laughing too hard to think of.
I tend to close on Alita Adams generally.
It's, you know, that's a good philosophy for life. That's why she's probably a one hit wonder. She's like, I started with me and I closed with me. I got here. I don't have another song. He got here. What can I say?
Ding dong. Oh, he's here. Okay.
Never mind.
I'm done. I'm
Enjoy
retiring.
This song. Turns out he was next door. I thought he was in a desert.
They see each other and both hang up their cell phones.
It probably explains why Lisa Stansfield also had that one song. Been around the world and I can't find that. Oh, I found him.
Found him.
Alita and I are going on a double date. We're not going to sing anymore. Was that Lisa Stansfield? I'm not sure. Anyway.
So funny. So basically, let's get back to abuse.
Yeah. So Sheree is mad at Kenya because she says that Kenya was mocking her being abused. Now, oddly enough, I didn't think that Kenya was mocking it. What I would say is that Kenya was using it to pivot attention off of her. She was manipulating a situation, which is also not great.
Yeah, but now she's even being grosser because she's saying, you know, you always take the side of a woman and you never say a man, you provoked a man to hit you. And I'm like, yeah, but that's what you're doing.
Yeah, woman. Yeah, Kenya, the.
You're not taking the side of the. Yeah.
This is a beauty queen at her best right here, because she's saying a woman always takes a woman's side. She's giving her beauty pageant answer while her entire reality career has been undermining other women.
Yeah. And also, like, you stand up for other women unless it's two women, in which case the one with the crown of some kind wins. You lose, bitch.
So Sheree is yelling at Kenya that Kenya was making light of abuse, and Kenya is yelling at Sheree that Sheree was not supporting another woman. And finally, Phaedra's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think you just took it the wrong way. I think just something was lost in translation. They're both like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, we're fine with that. Like,
okay. Yeah, we'll stop now.
Oh, that's all. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop yelling at each other.
Ladies, two people were hurt. She heard a dig. And that's what I heard as well. It was lost in communication. Okay, it's great. Hugs. Weirdos. So Phaedra's like, well, I don't know if anyone has been nudged by the Lord to say anything else today. And Portia's like,
well, last night, I would like to say that last night was definitely ugly. And when you were crying, Candy, whether I felt like your crying was real or whether it was fake, Obviously, you were upset about hearing the truth because you don't like to hear the truth. If you were truly crying about not hearing truth, that's not true.
Now, Riley, even though you're full of shit right now. Candy was just like, see, now, stop saying those, my tears mean anything that I care about you. And then Candy starts going in on one, you know, I love a Candy monologue. When she was like, I supported you, Candy Factory was behind you, and you, what you did, took one thing, and you threw me under the bus. But she was right, though. I love that, because she's like,
I was there when you wanted to sing. And then they show Portia like,
Candy's like, can you put it more in the back of your throat?
All right, now try like, this.
Drama, don't want none, don't need none. Rally. See, now that's a song. That's a hit.
In the musical about Mama Joyce being mean to Candy. Oh Lord.
But Candy was right though. She was like, listen, I supported you. I put you in my play. I supported your music. I did all this stuff. And then this Sheree says one thing. And just one thing, and you were so quick to throw me under the bus. Like, what the fuck is up with that? And I was like, yes, Candy. Yes, that's exactly right. And the funny thing was, I actually thought for a second that this was such a clear-minded, direct statement of the situation that Portia would have no choice but to say, I see what you mean. I guess that was kind of bad, sort of shitty of me. I guess that you're right. So I'm sorry. But instead, Portia's like,
well, if you take a low blow, I'm going to take a low blow also. I'm
like, oh, never mind.
In this particular instance, I wish my response hadn't been as much. But in that moment, I didn't appreciate it. Whether we were friends in the past, or whether we were friends in the futures, or whether we were friends right now or yesterday, or whether we were friends tomorrow.
I'm like, Portia, wrap it up. Wrap it up. The music, the band is playing. Okay.
The point is that there's a pool out back with a bar, and the hours are from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Stop staring at the hotel TV.
Would someone turn off that damn TV?
Do not disturbs.
Please come and join me, Candy, for a pina colada at the bar in the lobby.
Oh, God, Portia.
Every hour is happy hour.
I'm doing my Lisa Nicole voice again. I apologize, everyone.
It's hard not to slip. I just pull out Gretchen.
However.
So Sheree's like, nah. What you saying?
What you say now?
Because then she switches it, and she's saying a lot of things like whether or not, and at the end of the day, she's one of those people who's like, I'm going to sound really smart by just adding words to the sentence.
Yeah, excess verbiage.
At the end of the day.
And then it shows 12:32 a.m.
And this is basically where she's most like Quad, because when Quad wants to be taken seriously in an argument, she'll throw in lots of, I don't know how to say it. Flowery words, not even flowery, but excess verbiage, which is like, well, what had transpired on the day was, in fact, a situation where we had had a miscommunication about a certain altercation that I was not party to or privy about in the proxy of the therefore, wherever, how it be, whereby.
You're like lady, you're just ordering a pizza. Do you want pepperoni or not?
Well, it depends. I do hear that the pizza bar is only open from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. And from there on, there's room service, which is available 24 hours. Oh, you're reading the hotel channel too, aren't you? Perhaps. Very catchy music.
I have something to say at the end of the day. The truth is, honestly, your situation with Phaedra deserves an apology.
And Candy's like, you are not in the place to say someone deserves an apology, okay? And she's like,
yeah, but you said she cheated on Apollo.
And she's like, I did not say that you cheated. I said that you were talking to other people before your husband went to jail. And she's like, well, I wasn't talking to other guys. I mean, it was just, you know, you're making it sound like it was guys. It wasn't guys.
Candy's like,
goes, wait a minute. Did she just say she was only talking to one?
I think it was Kenya or something. Because Kenya was like, I never said, see, nah, I just was saying you was talking to a guy. I wasn't saying you had sex or nothing. I just saying you were talking. And then Phaedra's like, no. She's like, I wasn't talking to any guy. I wasn't talking to him. I wasn't talking to Chocolate. Chocolate and I never had sex. We never, you know, banged up on the roof while Apollo was down looking at the power tools. We never did anything like that.
Kenya's like, did I just catch that tea? And then Phaedra's like, well, you said I called the feds on you. I mean, this show, the things that they have to hold yes. above each other's heads. It's like, wow. So she's like, you said I called the feds on you. And she's like, well, the timing was coincidental. So I can apologize. I can't do a Candy at all.
We had just had an argument. And then, ding dong, the doorbell rang. And it was like, the feds are here for Riley. And I said, you can't take Riley, but you can take Apollo's motorcycle. But ultimately, Candy was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's like Andy. She's like, sorry, it was coincidental. So blame coincidence.
Basically, it's like Andy Cohen asked the question: do we think that that you call the feds? And it's like, yeah, well, maybe it's like, is it the biggest crime to say, yeah, I thought for a moment that maybe you called the feds? She's like, sorry.
So, and the follow up is, and you would be right too, because I was harboring your ex husband's shit in my garage.
Yes,
which wasn't cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So then I love that Sheree's like, this restoration. This is not very spiritual.
Yeah, I wrote that too. I was like, did I? No, I think she said it that way.
Spiritual.
Like, this isn't spiritual.
Spiritual?
Spiritual?
Is it spiritual? Is it spiritual?
And Cynthia's like, I could be in bed right now. This was a waste of a good outfit and a wig.
I'm like, bitch, why did you change your outfit to go into a rinky-dink hotel room?
I think that Cynthia's tagline in the beginning should be, I could be in bed right now.
You a damn lie.
I'm a damn lie down on my bed. That's what I am.
So they basically all agree that this was a spiritual epic fail and no one felt spiritual at all. Even though they did kind of apologize to each other, it didn't really count.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the next day and Bob's in a jewelry store. He wants to buy Sheree a nice piece of jewelry because he feels bad about what he did. But at the same time, it's like, I understand you feel bad about what you said, but you're also exactly following the pattern of an abusive situation. You know, you do something awful and then you buy a gift.
Yeah, so, I know.
It's like, this is not good.
I guess I'll give her what she wants. He's like, I guess I'll marry her right after she cried about that memory of me choking or not choking her after I took the seatbelt off of her to try and kill her in a car crash.
And Bob's like, I don't know. I don't know if she's going to show up. And the jeweler's like, yeah, well, you know, women always show up to the jewelry store. I was like, shut the fuck up. And then Sheree walks in. I was like, ah, damn it.
Sheree did not arrive in time to smack the jewelry guy.
She just wanted to see if K's had baseboard. Do you have baseboard?
Bob's
Jared got baseboard.
I like when Bob's artistic side comes through. He's like, oh, hey, baby, we're just talking diamonds. Look at this one. It looks like my favorite potato chip.
I missed that.
Bob's like, you're like my little cluster of diamonds. Too expensive and painful, and I don't know why anybody would fucking need it, but here we are. You're so romantic.
You're like a sun chip. Really, really loud. Because, you know, sun chips are supposed to be, like, super loud.
They are super loud. There's, like, a million layers of crunch in there.
So good. So good. Although, sun chip or Pringle? Which one?
Louder?
No, sun just what flavor?
Which do I like better? I like Pringles better.
Yeah, I think Pringles have. Plus, I love the can.
I really enjoy the shape. I think that it's so cute that they found a stacking shape.
Yeah, I think that if Bob got Sheree a piece of jewelry that looked like a Pringle, I may have to reconsider everything I've said about him.
Yeah, now that's when you forgive a man.
That's
for
a man.
Abuse. Yeah,
that's a man.
Yeah. So she's like, oh. You just can't buy jewelry and everything's going to be okay. And he's like, well, we were talking history and I own up to it. You know, I'm working harder. And she's like, you're not working harder. You're making a joke about something that was very painful to me. And I don't even know if it was a joke yesterday. And he's like, well, I lied.
laugh so that I don't cry. I'm always like, yeah, you're really sensitive.
Yeah.
Jeez, Bob, you can't even fake not being a sociopath for 5 seconds.
I mean, I understand coping mechanisms. I know that people laugh when they're nervous and they feel so bad they laugh. I get that. But, you know, again, it's that thing where it's like you have to step out. Right now, you're trying to save your relationship. You need to step outside of yourself. Okay.
Yeah, Bob, even I understand that you're wrong, and I am the person that laughs at serious things and gets in trouble for discarding people's feelings. Like, I literally am that person, so I should be on your side, and I can't even be, Bob.
Yeah, what she's looking for is not a diamond ring. She's looking for a sign of genuine growth, and if he had been able to be very serious with her and sincere and not make a joke and, like, lay it out there and be raw and even shed a tear to show his remorse, you know, that's the growth that she's looking for. Not that, you know, that he's like going to the gym or is going to buy her a ring and she doesn't get it. And then he's like, come on. Cause she's like, I'm going to leave. And then he's like, no, don't. I'm not laughing. As he's like, a smile is appearing on his face. And I think we've all been there where you're trying not to laugh at something very serious. And you're like, I'm not laughing. And then you're like fully laughing. But this was not the time to have that moment, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. And then she leaves crying, and he's like, ha, ha, I'm not laughing.
As he busts out his sweat rag. Laughing.
I am not laughing. Creep. Yeah.
No. Sorry,
so
Bob.
So Sheree basically ends the episode. She's like, well, I'm thankful that I brought Bob to Hawaii because it was a test, and he failed. Just like math, science, English, spelling, general gardening,
physical fitness,
lunch,
not sweating.
Recess.
She's like, I dodged a bullet. I'm like, that was a very large bullet to dodge. That's like one of those giant bullets that come after Mario. And man,
yes, it's like a hammer that Tom beats Jerry over the head with.
It's or like a transformer versa that takes down downtown L.A.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of stuff on the show is very predictable, just because it's a housewife show. It's very predictable. One thing that I never would have predicted is a scene with Sheree in a car while, like, women empowerment tear songs play while she cries. Never thought I would see that in a million years.
Never. But you know what, though? These shows never fail to surprise.
And let's hope that she gets rid of that ass. Good for you, Sheree.
So. Good for
on
you.
On your side. You got base points?
You got base points? You got base points, Bob? Everyone, well, this is, I mean, we laughed through the tears. Well, we made it through. Another episode done. I don't have anything else to say. Do we have anything else we're supposed to say?
No, that's good.
Go to our Instagram page, everyone. We like that. We like it when you come to our Instagram page. It's Watch What Crappens on Instagram.
Yeah, check it out. And thanks for being here. This week is going to be a fun week. We're going to do a Real Housewives of New York preview later. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills looks really good. Dorit's going to get told off finally.
Good.
And what else is even on this week, Dan? Hello. And it's the end of Summer House.
Summer House. Wait, okay. I have to say something. So speaking, we mentioned that group before, the Watch What Crappens Facebook group.
Yeah.
One, it's a private group, so if you want to be in it, you have to like reach out to people. But so I won't say names, because the reason why it's private is because people want to have a private space where they can just go all in. But I will not use names. But one of the listeners basically posted in the group on Saturday saying that she was at a bar in New York. It was Acme in New York City, and Carl was there with a friend of hers from high school at a different table. And she gives a live update on it that is hilarious and amazing. And everyone was like chiming in, be like, tell us more. Like, you know, the same, like, reporter Gibson reporting live right now from Acme.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a hilarious thread. So there's
go check it out. I
rumors of
that
cocaine are involved. So, you know, that's exciting too.
Coke's always exciting.
Yeah,
well, everyone, thanks so much for being here for another day. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.